Let us look in the Word of God today for another beautiful thought at this wonderful Christmas time. How marvelous to have a time set aside that we can turn our thoughts especially on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, because that is an eternal blessing, an eternal mystery, God in flesh, Jesus Christ incarnated and born of a woman. Let us take our thought today from Luke, the first chapter, in verse 28, and also in verse 31. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And then again in verse 31, we find, And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Let's meditate today for our thought for the day that Jesus Christ was the seed of the woman. It was necessary that he come and be the seed of the woman. Jesus said on one occasion, different occasions, that it was necessary that he fulfill all of the promises of God. Jesus Christ came to do and to become the performance of God's promises. In Genesis 3:15, we find the Word of God saying, And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This was given to Eve after the sin had been committed in the Garden of Eden, prior to God casting them out on their own. Well, we find God giving a judgment both to Adam male and Adam female, known as Eve, and also to the serpent. But along with God's judgment and justice that made it necessary for him to cast them out of the garden after their sin, God gave a promise that the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. What a beautiful thing to meditate upon. It does not matter at this Christmas season how many oppositions you're receiving, what your trials, tribulations, afflictions are. Remember that Jesus Christ that was born of the woman, beloved, has power to crush the thinking, the head. He didn't say here that he would crush the tail of the serpent, but he would crush the head of the serpent. And where do we get the most opposition? Thoughts that come from Lucifer, fallen Lucifer, the serpent himself. Thoughts that try to make our minds and our hearts be contrary to the will and the mind of God. But when we meditate upon Jesus Christ, he is able to crush the thinking, crush the thoughts, crush the head of Lucifer, fallen Lucifer, the serpent that would rise up against us. So it was needful, it was necessary that Jesus Christ come in the flesh and be born of a woman. And Paul said in Galatians, gave us a promise in Galatians, the fourth chapter, that But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So Paul states clearly here that the Word of God, Jesus Christ, was made of a woman. In other words, he was the seed of the woman. Had to be, because God had said it would be the seed of the woman that would crush Lucifer. So the Virgin Mary was highly honored to become the mother of this famous seed that would have so much power in his feet that he could tread serpents, tread the enemy power of God. And so, beloved, how wonderful that since woman was the cause of sin, and through her sin entered into the world, how beautiful to know that God likewise used a woman to give birth to the Holy Son of God to take sin out of the world. And so, what a difference, though, what a contrast between the first mother, Eve, when she brought forth her first seed. Well, it was a seed of death. And this first woman was under the desire of her carnal husband, the carnal will of her husband. She was under the rulership of his headship. But how different with the second woman, who was to give birth to the Holy Son of God. And he was to be the seed of life, not the seed of death. Because Jesus Christ said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Another occasion, he said, he that hath the Son hath life. Jesus was a living seed. The first woman brought forth the seed of death. The second woman brought forth the seed of life. Jesus Christ is the seed of life. He was God in flesh. And so therefore, he's able to bring us into that relationship also with God, a living relationship, a living union with the eternal Word of God. And instead of being subjected to a carnal will, a carnal desire, Jesus Christ was under the headship, under the authority, under the direction, under the government of his holy heavenly Father. And so what a contrast between Eve and between the Virgin Mary. Mary was highly favored that she should bring forth a son that would bring life to a suffering mankind and give man a reason, a purpose for living. It's so wonderful to have a reason, a purpose for living. For without Jesus Christ, there is no real purpose, no real goal, no real reason for living. The serpent triumphed and trampled over Eve. Now God, through Mary's seed, has sent Jesus Christ to trample, spoil, avenge, and lead captive, and to triumph over the seed of sin and death. Yes, Jesus Christ bruised his head and bruised his plots, his plans, and his temptations, and his fatal, incurable blow to try to hinder us from going on for God. Jesus Christ has bruised all of these things and put them under his feet, that the devil cannot hinder us from inheriting the kingdom of God. And again, the Word of God says in Hebrews, the second chapter, in verse 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself, speaking of Jesus Christ, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And so, beloved, this living seed of Jesus Christ from the Virgin Mary was more powerful than the seed of death through Adam, female, or Eve. And so know this, that when we take Jesus Christ, that he is more powerful than the opposing forces. Sometimes I find people saying, well, I'd become a Christian if I knew that I could live the life. Well, you don't live the life. It's the living seed, Jesus Christ, that was born of the Virgin Mary, the seed of the woman that you invite to come in your heart. And he has proven that he is more powerful than the seed of sin and death. Because the Word says here that through taking on upon himself flesh with this living Word, this living seed of truth, he proved by laying his life down and taking it up again, that the seed of life is more powerful than the seed of death. So don't worry about living the life. Get the one who can do the living in you, even Jesus Christ, and he's able to live a life of power and victory through you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your lovely Word of truth today. Thank you for a living thought that has its origin in thee. Thank you, Lord, for thoughts of life that they indeed can overcome and overpower the thoughts of sin and death, because you've commanded us in your Word to overcome evil with good. And we thank you that Jesus Christ, the living seed, the living Word, is more powerful than the seed of sin and death from Adam the first. Bless this Word in Radio Land today, because we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.